Welcome to Oscar nominations morning here on the Intercut podcast channel. I am your co-host Zachary Shevich, and joining me, I'd like to thank his agent and God in that order. It's Arturo Zurita.
It has to be God and then the agent, because I'm still in my prayer mode. I'm in bed. I don't even know if I'm up. Amanda said, don't even wake me up.
Don't even bother. Let her sleep.
And let me know who wins.
Yeah, we are sort of joined by Amanda the Jedi, except she's a floor up from us. It is entirely too early. Why do they do this to us? Every year, people get up.
I think it's funny.
Crack acid. It's kind of a good bit.
Y'all want to go see the movies that are going to be nominated next year, go to Sundance, and then we're going to announce them at, like, I don't know how early in the morning. Why does it have to be that early in the morning? Why is everyone so busy?
It doesn't make any sense to me, especially that you're doing this in LA. It's an entire hour earlier over there. But I decided to get dressed up. You sort of decided to get dressed up.
You know, I wasn't going to pack a whole suit with me. So I did the next best thing in honor of Beau Is Afraid. I got my Beau Is Afraid shirt that they gave out for the screening.
I'm doing the suit top and pajama pants bottom.
Better than the shorts. Freezing. Without the shorts, I'm gone. So that's my way of, like, the cold's pinching me up.
All right. Very quickly going over some of the things that we are ahead to.
Do we have a host?
I mean, it's Zazie Beetz and somebody else.
That's for this.
Oh.
Who's our host for the Oscars? Do we have one? Is that part of the nomination?
Kimmel, right? I think they announced Kimmel a while ago.
I thought that was a bad dream.
Yeah. I was hoping that it was a bad dream. Yeah, but things to look forward to during the nominations that are happening in 2-ish minutes. Obviously, Oppenheimer is kind of coming into this as the front runner. It's going to be duking it out with Barbie for which gets the most nominations.
I said 10, I think. I believe.
I am going 13. In my final predictions, I had Oppenheimer 13, Barbie at 10. We'll see. You know, you can
Barbie at.
Yeah, I mean, Oppenheimer. I feel
like Barbie may have the most.
Barbie is another one because it has all this production design stuff, plus it's got music and stuff like that. Oppenheimer is hoping to get some categories like costume design. Barbie is hoping to get some categories like editing. So that'll be interesting to see where those fall. Leonardo DiCaprio, not nominated by SAG. Will he get yet another Oscar nomination, or is that Coleman Domingo's slot?
I'd give it to like 20 other people for Leo. And that's one of my favorite movies of the year. So,
yeah. And then there's a bunch of movies that are kind of like on the bubble that could get one nomination, could get a couple nominations. Might end up with none. Let me just quickly run through. Tell me if you're confident, not confident. Past Lives.
Like one, I hope.
Damn. Yeah, I think if you get a couple. I think the big question is your best actress. Because I think we'd both like to see her.
Yeah, we have like 11. We would also like to see it. Yeah. So.
Maestro. It feels a bit like it's lost some steam, but you still think it's getting some stuff?
Under. I want Bradley Cooper's face. We recorded this morning if he doesn't get nominated. That would be the funniest thing in the world. Yeah,
please have a live stream of Bradley Cooper if possible. What about American Fiction?
American Fiction. I would like to see two. I don't care where it would be script.
Yeah.
It would I'd like to see Jeffrey Wright over Leo. That's something I'd rather see.
Mm-hmm. And it should hopefully get one of those 8th, 9th, 10th picture slots. My boldest prediction of the morning, I think Sterling K. Brown gets that 5th supporting actor.
Really?
Gets it over Melton, over Defoe, over Sessa.
We have like 20 for that category. That's where you're going?
That's right now, that's my bold prediction of the day. It's probably going to be wrong, but you got to make one. The color purple is kind of on the bubble.
Yeah, because we're worried that that's going to be something that just you feel like for supporting.
Yeah, Daniel Brooks.
Yeah, I think that could definitely be one. I also think that for song. I've been rooting for the one that these things in that. And then I think that one's pretty good.
All right. We've got a little bit of action happening here. I think we're going to hear from.
Could set it down.
So we talked a lot about how 2023 was a great year for movies. Are you more interested in the Oscars in a year like this one where there are so many good movies?
Yeah, I think this is a chance for them to actually have a good broadcast. Mm-hmm. Kind of take what the Globes have done. You know, they already kind of did it with theirs and the interest of they put in. I think if they play it right, I mean, Taylor Swift, Barbie.
It could be an Oscars that a lot of people actually really care about.
They switch Kimmel.
Any last minute hopes that you're hoping to see movies that scan people?
Iron Claw.
I don't
Just mention it by accident,
right? I, I'm definitely hoping Iron Claw gets something. May, December. We didn't mention that, but
you were worried.
I'm really worried. I think there's a scenario in which it gets like maybe one.
It's not going to get a lot, but it deserves a couple.
I'd be happy to see Jonathan Glazer get in for director, Mika Levy in for score. Asteroid City, give it something. Something, production? Something?
I think it would make a great montage.
How's the mix sounding right over there? Cool. All right. So.
There you go.
Wow. Cinematic Achievements is back.
Is that how you pronounce?
It's Zazie, yeah. Not Zazie, but it is Zazie. It goes up.
She kind of went like a sassy.
She did. She had a little extra.
All right.
Jack Quaid.
Way too happy. He's way too perked up, bro.
Okay. All right.
Little girl self is so excited to be here. Honestly, my adult
self. Who gets on an Oscar nomination first, Jack Quaid or Zazie Beetz?
Sadly, Jack Quaid. And I like the boy.
Yeah. Let us know in the live stream if there's any particular movies or actors or whatevers that you're rooting for. Oh, we're jumping right off supporting actor. Oh, man. Charles Melton, come on. Come on. What'd I tell you? I knew it. I put myself up there and I was right.
Bobby.
But if Sterling K. Brown's in, we know already one of the people we want. And it's probably Charles Melton.
No, it's not. If they're going alphabetical.
Melton, M.
No, they don't go alphabetical.
I think it's last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then we're waiting for Mark Ruffalo and no Charles Melton. Somehow, no Charles Melton in Best Supporting Actor. I don't understand. I am a little happy for Sterling K.
They
Brown.
Didn't think it was a
best
comedy.
Actors out there who I think doesn't really get great support or that accolade.
He is good. He is great in the movie. Wow, snatched it, bro. I'm gonna be honest. They just announced the book for this, just for her tour. The guy who did her costumes and for Barbie.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna go Barbie on that one. Literally positive.
Golda for
the year of the noses?
Yeah. two for two of noses. Which I think already means no color purple in this category. One of the ones that
this is a lot of
was hoping to get a two.
Yeah, and this sometimes only has like five. My asteroid.
Yeah.
All right. This ain't the one. That's Doc. Wow, did you see the trailer for season two?
Yeah.
B?
So is this the category I think we're waiting for the Wes Anderson movie?
This is the one I've heard the most about.
The wonderful story.
Nah. Out of all of those, I get that's the biggest one. Poison was his best one.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I think doing confusing. Am I wrong, or does that mean that the drama of our movie didn't get in?
Did not get in? All right. Short films, animated. Okay. Sure, it has. I think you've seen it.
And War is Over. Inspired
the music of John and Yoko.
All right.
Of course.
Now we can finally start watching them. Making decisions.
Oh, it seemed like they were new.
You're right.
The Barbie one?
Yeah, this is the one that both Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Wow, there you go, bro. It's on a roll. Or Jefferson, director. Whoa, there you go. It's starting to come in.
Wait, but hold on. That means no Killers of the Flower Moon. Is this going to be a bad morning for Killers of the Flower Moon?
Oh, scary.
Glitchy. I don't know if everybody can hear us.
The holdovers? Worst thing, it'll probably be recorded. We'll be able to put some of this up.
Yeah.
But even if it's coming in that sense.
Wow.
All right. This is a pretty tough one right here.
Okay.
Wow. Damn, bro.
All right.
I love Past Lives. I think maybe the best one there. Overs is a threat, and Anatomy's been snatching everything.
Yeah. All
right. This
supporting is actress.
Wow. Already up. Hey, there you go.
All right. The one all right. No, come on. What? No way they put in America Ferrara. So that's no really Julianne Moore.
That Divine's already going to win. But they wasted two slots.
Yeah, no Julianne Moore. No Penelope Cruz, who I thought was going to get in. That's pretty nuts. Wow. Okay. So a couple things that I think we weren't expecting from it so far. Sterling K. Brown, I did throw that out there, but I said it was a bold prediction. That was surprising, but I'm way more surprised by America Ferrara getting it for Barbie.
No, Nyad.
Well, Nyad too. I saw at least some people thinking that would happen. The whole America Ferrara campaign was surprising to me from the start, just because I don't think that's like an interesting part.
Y'all have just made it work. The people who have been arguing against the America rule,
yeah,
they were quiet. Those were the people who like really, really cared. Now it's a nomination. Now everybody has to care. Now you're gonna put it front and center. I rewatched that scene. Bro, when I tell you that makes no sense in the context of the movie, like actually like pay attention to what the context is in that scene.
Yeah. I know a lot of people really love that scene.
They're plastic dolls. They have no idea what she's saying.
Oh, hey.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great documentary.
I think this means Color Purple's not getting in.
Wow. Okay.
And then Billie Eilish, right? I think that's the one we're missing.
Has to be.
Damn. So the Color Purple song.
No Color Purple song.
Yeah.
No Flora and Son.
No Flora and Son.
No Peaches.
No Peaches. We knew that already, but no Peaches. All right, so this one.
Beautiful. It's a funny score.
That's another. I don't think people were expecting American Fiction here, so what is missing out? I think Spider-Verse is going to miss out.
Yeah, I mean, it's ops.
Wow! So no Mika Levy in score, but also
no Mika Levy in score.
Daniel Pemberton for that amazing Across the Spider-Verse.
Daniel Pemberton score, yeah, that's a drop right there.
Oh, Doc feature, Doc, bro. Come on, a still small voice. I don't think it's gonna happen, but please, that they've been marketing the hell out of Bobby Wine.
I told y'all last
Sundance.
Sundance.
What I tell you? That's my go-to.
Oh, okay. Tiger. Okay,
they were pushing that right towards the end. 20 Days of Mariposa. Wow, that's a lot missing.
American
there.
Symphony, the John Baptiste documentary, got score, song, but didn't get documentary. Beyond Utopia didn't get in.
Why, Doc? Come on, bro.
Still a small voice. Or sorry, still a small Michael voice. Jake Fox didn't get in.
Oh, well, I have to talk to you about that one.
Yeah.
Because they're marketing it for TV. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Come on, DD guy. Why?
Oh.
Hey, man, I had it wrong like that.
I haven't seen anybody predict this one get in, but Arturo. DD.
Now we got to go see DD.
Yeah, exactly. International. All right.
Italy, please release this movie. Hey,
finally,
please release this movie.
You might be able to see it finally.
Hey, look at Netflix.
Oh, man. Teacher's Lounge.
The one I wanted out of Ted, finally. So but this is.
So wow. The Taste of Things, the
which
movie
took Anatomy,
which took Anatomy of a False Potential slot, didn't get in.
Ridiculous. Murdered on the
Wow.
Scene. All right, let's see how horrendous this goes. The boy and the Leo. Migration. Elemental. Yes.
All right, we don't need an elemental in there.
Oh,
right?
Hey, no, that's a win for me right there. Look at that.
Whoa. Okay. So that's no Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
That's fine, though. That was a solid list.
Yeah, it's a solid list. Giving it to Robot Dreams.
Nimona. Yeah,
I don't
and
like
Nimona?
That much, but yeah, Nimona.
That's one of the best lists we've seen, I think.
production design.
Of course.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
This sure. probably would be Napoleon's only nomination, I think.
No, I got another one.
Oh, yeah. Makeup, right?
Yeah.
Or some or Kate costume, maybe. All right, so two for Napoleon's. More that was the one. It.
I think I like Poor Things production design, but I think it's got to go to Oppenheimer's. Mm. Has to. The nominees are Anatomy of a Fall. Is it going to get a Best Picture slot? Okay. What are you going for? Killers or Oppenheimer here?
Ooh, I think Oppenheimer. For editing, you got to go Oppenheimer.
And for achievement in sound, here are the nominees.
Still one category, man.
Another category for Oppenheimer. The Creator.
That was in theaters.
I mean, look, technically The Creator was impressive.
Oh, technically, yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
Okay. Still kicking. The sound design was pretty good. Oh, it's Zones.
Yeah.
Narrative-wise?
Yeah.
It's sneaking in there.
It's either Zone or Oppenheimer, but...
I told you we're going to give it to sound over a score.
Right.
They're so goofy. Where's Zones
the Creator.
I mean, yes, for sure, for sure, yes.
Two-time Oscar nominee.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Volume 3. Yeah, sure.
Mission Impossible. Wow. I didn't think Mission Impossible was getting anything. Now it's got two. So far,
yeah, I do like Napoleon.
The nominations have been spread around a little more than I think me and most prognosticators were expecting.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, look, it looked great.
I agree, but like... Killers of the Flower Moon. Like, why? In another year, the movie just gets cut out completely.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually...
We've seen in the past, cinematography tends to be...
This is four movies that are black and white. Actually, all five movies include black and white.
Good point. Maybe that's got to be the hack. All right, actor in a leading role. This is a big one. So right now, Coleman Domingo or Leo DiCaprio. That's no Leo.
Well, what if it is Leo and they run?
Killian. Let's go Killian.
Killian Murphy and Oppenheimer.
And then our last is Jeffrey Wright.
Leo.
Jeffrey Wright.
That's solid.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yeah.
Who got
Coleman bumped? Domingo got in over over Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who else got bumped? We'll figure out after. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out after. All right, actress.
No Naiad, please.
Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon.
I think it's hers to lose at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, how much is this for Anatomy, bro?
It's gotten at least
I think
three,
it's over five.
Four?
I think it's past five. Sure.
And
there you go. Sorry, no Greta.
All right, so what is the who's the actress that got bumped?
Us, a couple. There's a couple. Fantasia didn't get it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Justine
Triet. Oh, she's gonna talk so much smack now.
Man, if I had more,
oh my,
if
goodness.
I was a little bolder, I would have put her in. Cause, damn, the Academy loves to give those international directors a slot.
Wow.
And I think that means Jonathan Glazer's not getting in for Zone of Interest. And that's no.
You did?
Oh shoot! So that's no Greta Gerwig for Barbie. That's
oh,
no.
Wow.
They
like the writing.
No Alexander Payne for Holdovers. All right, picture the big one. Let's go.
For how many hours?
May,
we'll
December,
get
May, December, May, December.
American Fiction.
Good for Cord Jefferson, man. Happy wow. for that movie.
The movie has come full circle. Here we go. Bro, the fact that France pushed it to the side and she talked all that smack and people said, hey, don't do that. She'll be nonstop now. David Heyman, Margot Robbie, Tom Ackerley, and Robbie Brenner
producers.
Okay.
The Holdovers. Mark Johnson.
What are the surprises
right.
here?
So right now we're waiting to see if Maestro or Past Lives gets in. Those are two of the ones that maybe are kind of on the
really?
Bubble. Yeah.
I think Maestro's for sure. It's Past Lives though.
Color Purple is out.
Completely, yeah. At this
yeah,
point.
They passed it over alphabetically. Air is out. All of the Strangers is out.
Oh, All of the Strangers completely shut out.
Yeah.
This is it. Past Lives hasn't gotten a single thing, though.
I think it got screenplay.
Oh, it got screenplay?
Yeah, so it's two nominations. No Greta Lee, but it does get screenplay and picture. Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Yeah. Poor Things.
What's the last one?
So then the last one coming is Zone of Interest. There we go.
Wow.
Your Best Picture nominees at the Academy Awards.
Congratulations to this year's nominees. It's been an honor to be with all of you this morning.
Thank you, Zazie.
All the nominees, as we say in the biz, break a leg.
That is what they say in the biz.
Good luck to all the nominees.
They don't say good luck.
Yeah, Jack.
On Sunday, March
it is Jimmy.
This year, the show will start at a new
yeah.
time.
Fourth year, like, well, how many...
Because it always what goes
wrong. They get a discount on Jimmy's. Like, what's
I don't
going
know,
on?
Man. It's the ABC thing
by accident.
Yeah.
So he's the only one.
They all. It's the same company. They. It's you know one hand feeds the other. All right. Let's.
That's disgusting.
Let's kill the stream.
I hope him and Brett Favre.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
What just happened?
A lot happened. Color Purple pretty much shut out except for Danielle Brooks.
Yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon did all right. You know, picked up director, which was obviously really competitive. Leo didn't get in. It didn't get in for screenplay. So seems like maybe people are more of a fan of the film technically than some of the above the line categories stuff. Movies that did not get a single Oscar nomination. All of Us Strangers. The Iron Claw.
Oh, you had it ready.
Yeah.
You knew.
These all got stuff. Air, no nominations.
Did y'all really think this?
What?
Did you really think Air was going to get something?
Some people did.
Because of the Globes?
It's sort of a bubble movie.
Yeah.
I'm not crying any tears over Air not getting nominations. I am a little upset that Origin got nothing, but Ava did that to herself.
She did it to herself. I cannot believe it.
Priscilla, no nominations. The Killer, no nominations. Saltburn, no nominations. Asteroid City.
You already knew.
No nominations.
And 1001. That was a long shot.
Yeah, it was a long shot. But we wanted to see it.
But damn, was Yana better than like definitely three of the people that they mentioned in that category.
Across the Spider-Verse, a movie that I think a lot of people thought was so strong that it maybe could even get into Best Picture.
Yeah.
Only gets Best Animated Feature. It doesn't get score.
I don't understand that because what Pemberton did with that score is incredible. Considering that he was able to use like the way he was able to weave not just different themes from the other movies, but in the sense the way that he like travels. Every single like hour interview that I hear with him breaking it down, he always has something new to say. So that's a miss in my opinion. That's for sure.
Any of the nominees that surprised you the most? People who Nyad. Actually got nominated? Yeah, both the actresses.
I don't get
from
that. That's not fair.
I mean, you know, they're both like industry legends who I think have a lot of friends and are well liked.
But that's one of those picks where it's like, wow, this group is solid. But why?
Yeah.
This makes me question the other thing.
Especially like given a little bit of distance. Like, I think 3 months from now, I could be like, do you remember NIAID got two Academy Award nominations that you wouldn't remember?
Yeah, you're not going to remember them. You don't even remember the movie. It's on
America Ferrera for Barbie. Do we want to circle back to that?
Sure. Again, that shows me that they had a very massive campaign for it.
Ooh. Oh.
All right, let's see. Hopefully it works here. It was America's
team. They made sure that it was coming off. That the campaign for Barbie was probably the biggest thing that they had going for themselves. I don't know if we've got all the numbers tallied up at this point. I think Barbie. I mean,
Oppenheimer got a lot too.
Ryan Gosling got nominated.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Right.
Right.
He definitely got nominated.
He definitely
feel like we
maybe.
Would've...
Yeah. No, he did. Okay. Cool. Oh, it was because we were so big on Sterling K. Brown, and then
he was
Melton not getting it.
Next.
Melton not getting it. But let's take the one you were saying right
supporting
now.
Supporting actress. So the front runners were considered to be Joy Divine Randolph got in. I said Joy Divine. Divine Joy Randolph. Emily Blunt got in. Danielle Brooks got in. According to Gold Derby, they had Jodie Foster. She got in, but no Penelope Cruz, no Julianne Moore.
That's a travesty.
No Rosamund Pike. No Sandra Hüller in the Zone of Interest, although she did get Best Actress.
That would have been raw, though.
Yeah,
double it up.
Mm-hmm.
If they were already giving Zone that much love, definitely give it to that performance at least.
Yeah.
Scared them too much?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I'm happy for America, but I just don't think that performance is that interesting.
No, because it's not the best performance that she's done. Or, just through and through.
Yeah, or the best in the movie.
Yeah, and it's also like not the best scene in the movie, in my opinion, but... That's we're just men, bro. What do we know? By the way, it's also just going to Divine, so it doesn't really matter at the end of it.
Everybody
it was
just
more so
the
campaign
to
showcase, like, yeah, we can like make it all the way in there.
No Margot Robbie for Barbie as leading actress. Yeah. We missed that.
I don't get that. That seems like, I mean, you got Ken nominated,
right?
Ken is worthy of the Oscar nomination, but not Barbie.
I mean, it falls in line with what a lot of people were saying, and that like he's the most interesting part of that movie. But I just personally don't agree. Like, I think Margot Robbie is doing something really special in that.
She is. I'm not denying that. Yeah. I still like him a lot more. But she is Barbie. She literally came in like Logan. What's his name? Becoming Wolverine. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it as him. She did that Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man thing. She is Barbie. And to go with nothing, well, the rest of the movie's getting nominated left and right.
It leans into a thing that the Academy loves, which is performances that are based on real people. They love the kind of like
who's
impression
kind of
acting.
Stallone?
No, I'm just talking about lead actress, because who did Margot Robbie lose out to? She lost out to Annette Bening in Naiad. She lost out to Carey Mulligan in Maestro.
True.
Yeah.
Lily Gladstone also being a real character.
We should celebrate that. Lily Gladstone.
That one, Oscar that should have been a shoo-in. That just would have been a mistake.
Yeah.
At that point. Look, I did not need Leo in there. I'm still of the mind. I know not many may agree. I think the best actor in that movie is Robert De Niro. And I am rooting for him still in best supporting. But yeah, not having Melton for supporting, not having best supporting also for
Sessa Defoe.
You did want Sessa.
I wanted Melton more than Sessa.
I think Melton is a big snub in terms of acting.
Yeah,
for a lot of the people that they had here.
Wow. So many different things. The directing, crazy. Justine Triet getting in above.
Hey, Anatomy had a lot of different ones. We've seen Anatomy show up to these award shows and sneakily leave with a bunch. Do you think that she ends up snatching what we are arguing may go to Marty, may go to Christopher Nolan? We really wanted to go to Christopher Nolan. I'm still putting all my bets in that Chris goes up there and finally gets to speak after all these years of not getting an award handed to him, but a like Slime Time Live award. If she snatches it from him. I also do think it's insane that no Greta, no, like you were saying, well, no Past Lives.
Yeah.
But they did give it to Anatomy, which shows me like there is a lot of love going to that movie than there should be, right? If they were kind of looking at it from what is going to be the one female nominee so that they don't get yelled at,
right?
Then it's actually the most surprising pick.
Yeah, and it's a good pick. You know, it's a really well-directed film.
Also, I don't know, why no Greta for director and Margot for acting? That is a little weird.
It is a little weird, and it shows like, that maybe like for all the campaigning that Barbie has done, that the
you're going to stop it at the two people?
The place where it really broke through is in those technical
categories.
Who'd
they not give a selfie to? That ruined their chances for the last
I've
two.
Seen so
that
many
bad,
Margot
bro.
Robbie dead-eyed selfies with it like critics
is,
and stuff, and now
it's terrible.
Yeah, she's gotta be pretty annoyed with that shirt.
I mean, she got the movie. She got Ken. I've never understood the like shoe in for the song I'm Just Ken, but not her performance. I don't know, that's weird to me.
Picture, do any other surprises there for you? I think we kind of
I think Picture is pretty solid the way that they broke it down. I'm very happy Past Lives was on there. I know it didn't get some of the other acting or even directing slots that we wanted, but I mean, a best picture nomination I'll take. Best animated feature, very happy with that. Like, I don't think any movie in there is bad. So that's a pretty solid list. They could have, you know, I don't know, put something pretty goofy in there and they didn't. No Super Mario Bros, which I'm surprised. I think for a lot, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. No Wish which I'm also happy with.
It's completely fine. Look at this. Boy in the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man is a solid list.
Yeah.
I'm still locking in for Spider-Verse. I think it's the better one, but
yeah,
I don't know, Boy has been splitting it with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by Boy. I still kind of feel like it's Spider-Verse to lose, although like maybe that it didn't get Daniel Pemberton is some kind of sign.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I know some people will be probably upset that Suzume didn't get in. I kind of would have preferred like Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, or especially Leo over
Nugget. Over, Migration, Elemental. You haven't seen it.
Documentary feature. Do we want to talk about that really briefly?
Because, yeah, a lot of surprises in there.
Actually. Yeah, I mean, Four Daughters, which you have been hyping up as soon as you saw it at TIFF, mm-hmm. made it in. 20 Days in Mariupol, which we talked about at Sundance a year ago.
I would have no problem.
Make it this far. Got in. Another one that you were talking about from Sundance last year, Eternal Memory. So two,
I knew.
Yeah, if you are watching those documentary
categories,
in
a week, I'm gonna let you know what gets nominated next year.
You said you wanted to talk about Still, a Michael J. Fox movie, not okay. getting into the top five.
There's an interesting thing at play here, where you know that was nominated for the Emmys and yeah. it won several Emmys because they put it in as it being a TV movie, mm-hmm. but because I think they kind of were able to finagle a theatrical run, they were also trying to do Oscars with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a breach of what you're submitting. It either needs to be submitted as TV or it needs to be submitted as movies.
Yeah.
A bunch have been trying to play this like we're going to be both this sides. And that at the same time. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's fair.
I feel like the OJ Made in America documentary is the first one to kind of
play with that and both. Change the rule.
But yeah, they changed rules to kind of stop that thing.
They were trying to get an EGOT with one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like they wanted to see how far they could get with it. But yeah, that one's still a fantastic documentary. I think it might have just stuck with the Emmy.
To Kill a Tiger, I think, is the one that I was most surprised to see get into that final five.
Because that didn't get a full release yet. So.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously the documentary voters get some access that we don't, but that's one that we'll have to catch up
and
with.
And the Bobby Wine was getting a lot of love throughout a lot of the, like, IDA and the
So we, as critics, get invited to see movies, or the publicists will try and send us stuff. And I think out of all the documentaries that are competing, Bobby Wan is the one that sent me the most emails. There was constantly invites to receptions in New York and stuff. I mean, I can't be bought. I'm not an HCA member, man. So any other documentaries that you're just want to pour some out for? I mean, shout out to Luke Lorenzen and Kellen Quinn, Intercut interview guests. They made the shortlist with an incredible film. And I think ultimately that's what that matters, even if they didn't get the Oscar nomination this time out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have like 400 movies to go.
Apollonia, I think you liked.
In terms of the shortlist that we had. Yeah, that's right.
Nikki Giovanni
would have been a fantastic one. Yeah, I'm going to stick to those. I'm not going to name all the other ones that have been shortlisted. But American Symphony getting a nom for the music, but not for the movie. It was an interesting move.
Interesting, yeah.
But I guess the song maybe embodied what the story was going kind for.
Of. I mean, I liked American Symphony, but I don't know if I'd say it was among my top five from that category.
True. We have to watch the other two to see how it fit in the
fight. Yeah, that's true. International feature. So Zone of Interest, Society of the Snow, 20 Days in Mariupol? Was that only in documentary? Teacher's Lounge got in there.
Very good.
I think Perfect Days got in there, and it was Io Capitano. Which means that Taste of Things, as we were talking about, which I loved.
Mwah, mwah.
And was happy to see get France's pick.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a bunch of people were not so happy to see a Kid Francis pick because that gun got left out, as did Fallen Leaves, which I think is
on a movie right now.
Yeah, and is one of the critics' favorites of the international picks of the year.
Uh-huh.
I was more mixed on it.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to catch up with it.
I mean, somebody to see it, but yeah. You like Totem, though. I'm surprised Totem didn't get in there.
I liked Totem. It is such a small, quiet movie that I'm not necessarily surprised. Okay.
Promise Land's a little loud. That didn't get in there. Godland would have been really cool to see in there, but it's a little so far. No Mother of Lies.
No Mother of Lies, which you just saw.
The Sundance push right at the end. Yeah. I thought it was really going to have them score something.
And you liked it, right? Yeah.
But hey, I'll take Four Daughters in the documentary slot for sure, because that was another one that had like the twofer. It was eligible for both.
And no, The Monk and the Gun. So Bhutan's run ends after Lunana yak in the classroom. What other categories should we go through? I mean, do we want to circle back to... I'm just going through the list of nominees. Cinematography, which is another interesting one.
This was actually kind of fascinating.
You were talking about how every film that's nominated here has a section in black and white.
Well, like,
does Killers have a section in black and white? That would be the only one. But
yeah.
What?
Every time that they show the tribe in their old school things, it's done in that.
You're right.
One of the original cameras that they have in there. Come on.
So yeah, that's five for five.
I think those would have been the IMAX scenes too. So that, like, it's not just like a random cutaway. Like, that was what causes it to have its IMAX release. Obviously, Zone has those, like, Zone actually has like really crazy cinematography. Zone wasn't there. Am I just mentioning Zone for no reason?
No, Zone should have been. I mean, from Gold Derby, at least, it should have got that fifth slot. So I'm a little surprised because it is so like intentional and feel like the cinematography is
sound.
So...
If we had to pick between two, it's going to Sound over for Zone of Interest. But Conte is interesting. Yeah. I think it is a very beautifully shot movie.
Mm-hmm.
Killers of the Flower Moon as well. Maestro, I like the movements in the movie more than I probably would like the editing.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was, I don't know. Did it get editing?
Did it get editing? Editing went to Anatomy of Fall, Holdovers.
Okay, so then, sure. Maestro. Fine. Going back to the rest of the cinematography, just scrolling down.
Yeah.
Right there.
So no nomination for Barbie, no nomination for Saltburn, no nomination for Napoleon.
I'll give Saltburn that.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with it
then. I'm happier with El Conde getting in here. And, really? You know, like,
No, I would have loved Saltburn in there instead just for the talk.
I mean, this El Conde nomination is one of the things that I constantly complain about with these awards, in that, like, sometimes even if the movie isn't necessarily the best and one that's going to get like five nominations, if there is something about it that's special, it should get in there. And it is an incredible looking movie.
It is.
Ed Lockman really doing incredible work there. Going to editing. So Oppenheimer obviously got in. We had Poor Things, we had Killers of the Flower Moon, we had Holdovers, and we had Anatomy of a Fall, which means no Barbie, another category that Barbie missed out on. No Maestro, which we were just talking about. No Ferrari, no Zone of Interest.
I would have given it maybe to like The Killer.
Mm-hmm. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Another one when we're talking about like details from movies that could have been recognized, even if the movie itself isn't getting recognized.
That would have been another VFX one too.
Mm-hmm. Man, any other categories we should look at? Because... So much.
Go take a nap at this point. Makeup and hairstyling, really funny. What they went for, probably going to go to Maestro. The VFX, good on Godzilla for making it. Would be really awesome to see the underdog come in and make it. Other than that, the scripts, I think, have a pretty competitive stance with each other. I don't know if you feel like if they already split the nominations to be the way that they are they also going to split the wins? Or do you see them doing, like, the moment one catches steam, boom, the rest of them go? And would that ruin the, like, nice spread that they have with the nomination?
Yeah, I mean,
Because really, at the end of the day, it's who takes it home.
If you're asking me right now, I kind of feel like we are awaiting not a full sweep, but a pretty dominant night from Oppenheimer. It's nominated in many, many categories, and it feels like the front runner, and at least a few of them. What I'm wondering is if Christopher Nolan walks home with not just one, not just two, three trophies.
Really?
Oscar for directing, for writing, and for picture.
Damn, bro. He's not getting both directing and picture.
You don't think?
I think they're splitting it with Killers. That's my opinion so far. I'm worried about Anatomy. I feel like Anatomy's going to take a part that I want to go somewhere, and it's going to be surprising.
With his 10th Best Director nomination, Martin Scorsese has pulled ahead of Steven Spielberg as the most nominated living director of all time. How do you like that?
Who's dead? John Ford?
Yeah, John Ford.
Probably.
Yeah. With his 54th Oscar nomination for score, John Williams extends the record that he holds.
No sense. Like,
that's just like a we love you.
Yeah, that's like the way that they brought what's his name back from the dead and de-aged him. That's like, yeah, what to do with the movie. Isn't it still like a majority? The old soundtrack?
Yeah, right. Like, you're leaning on those iconic themes. I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
What else is there? I'm trying to see if there's anybody has posted what movie has gotten the most nominations, because I'm pretty confident it's Oppenheimer.
You think it's Oppenheimer? It's not like there was a lot of Barbie in there.
Yeah.
At a certain point, Zone of Interest got like five nominations in one category.
Should we run through all the categories and decide who we want to win, who we think's going to win?
Sure, let's go.
Let's do it real quick. All right. And if you have any questions for us, throw them in the live stream chat. We'll check that out after. Real quick, running through them in the order that they announced them. Let's talk about actress in a supporting role. Emily Blunt, Danielle Brooks, America Ferrara, Jodie Foster, Divine Joy Randolph.
Divine Joy Randolph.
Easy. Costume design, Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Barbie?
Do we count red carpet looks?
If you did, then it's definitely a lock.
Yeah, I still think it's.
I think you count the red carpet looks as a part of the promo to get the people to vote for it.
Sound, the creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and the Zone of Interest.
I'm going Zone.
Yeah.
With Op right behind it. The Zone of Interest for sure.
I
has a whole script just for
would
it.
Love to see Zone win it. I think Oppenheimer is going to.
Okay.
Yeah. Original score, American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things.
It's Oppenheimer. You already know, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we love Ludwig, so that's not something we're unhappy to see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is one of many categories that it feels like Oppenheimer is the front runner in. Just circling back to that, I think a lot of people were also hoping that Boy and the Heron would get in.
Sure.
And that one is another one that didn't get in. Color Purple didn't get in here. Society of the Snow didn't get in here. Interesting category. Anyway, adapted screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. This thing feels like the category to me where Oppenheimer and Barbie are the most directly in competition.
American Fiction takes it, and he gives the funniest speech of all time.
That would be pretty dope.
It would be funny, right? Because look at it. It's actually the fifth runner-up. In some way, dude.
Yeah.
I think, real Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I think maybe Poor Things, but I think it's Oppenheimer.
That would also be the first he wins, right?
Nolan? Yeah.
Right? Because the order just would be announced. Yes. It would, yeah.
They usually save director and picture for the end of the ceremony. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So could be the first of three times we see him on the stage. Original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, and Past Lives.
I think this is a tough one.
Everything
but Maestro is good for me in terms of a win.
I think right now Holdovers is the favorite. I really want to see May, December to get
me,
it.
It's but... May, December, but the way that they shut out the other actors makes me think like, okay, if you're going to disrespect it in like very obvious ways, well, this isn't the one, but that's like not putting Melton in, but putting Sterling makes me think, okay, then you guys like that one a lot more. And you gave it a script. What if it does sneak in with script? Here, that's the other reason I'm a little worried for Past Lives, and I think that Anatomy might be the one that takes it.
That's kind of the dark horse right now, and I don't know if I would be surprised if it ends up winning it.
That was not a movie that was missing out on categories. It took a lot more than was expected with the pushback of the country not even using it as a submission.
Live action short was The After, Invincible, Night of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, and The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
I've heard good things about Red, White, and Blue, so when I return with a review, I'm going to say maybe that one. I'm sorry, I just don't want Wes Anderson to win an award for shorts.
I've been big on that. I think this would be his first Oscar win, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't want
him. That would be really crazy, yeah.
He stops making features because he wins for the short.
Animated short film, Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform. This one, Jack Quaid pronounced the specific uniform way, and it was not...
Which one?
Pachyderme? Do you know? We'll get back to y'all. And then War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. Have you seen any of these?
No.
I haven't seen any of these, so we'll have to catch up with those. Actor in a supporting role, Sterling K. Brown.
That's good.
My big surprise of the night. I'm really happy to see him get in there because he's such a good actor.
I'm Not Flying the Plane is actually a pretty good part in the movie.
Yeah. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower
Moon.
That's
my pick.
Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer.
He might win it, though.
Ryan Gosling, Barbie.
Glad he's going to be there.
Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
He's going to be the one, DD.
I would really be happy to see Mark Ruffalo win this.
Sure.
But it's Downey's, right?
De Niro.
You want it?
I want De Niro to win.
I think it's going to be Downey's to lose.
It is going to be a good speech.
Original song. We have The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, Eva Longoria's movie. Made it all the way to the Oscars.
Diane Warren, that's what happens.
I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Wazahazi, Song from My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For from Barbie. It's got to be one of the Barbie songs, right? It's probably the Billie Eilish one.
So two things. One, you never needed to read me that LA Times article. You just needed to tell me that Diane Warren was involved in the movie, and now I know that they're working with liars. Two, it's the Barbie one for What Was I Made For?
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a beautiful rendition when they sing it there.
You think we're getting Billie performing at the Oscars? That'd be a big get.
That would be a massive
get. Did she perform her Bond song?
Yeah. Had to, I hope.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Documentary feature film, Bobby Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, and 20 Days in Mariupol. I have a feeling you're going to go with Four Daughters there.
I am, but I would have no problem with 20 Days.
Which is the one that I, right now, would lean towards. documentary short film.
We already know
ABC's of Book Burning, The Barber of Little Rock. We have The Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, and Nai Nai and Waipo. We mentioned briefly, but the person who made that film is here at Sundance with us now.
Highly anticipated movie that we had, Didi,
which may be available digitally too. So yeah, another way to catch up with stuff.
If he's already getting nominated, maybe Didi gets some love all the way till next year. You never know.
Yeah.
And you can watch that at home. What?
International feature film, Yo Capitano from Italy, Perfect Days from Japan, Society of the Snow from Spain, Teacher's Lounge from Germany, and The Zone of Interest from the United Kingdom. Really happy to see Teacher's Lounge get in here.
I appreciate that.
Really cool movie. I think we had that on our gems list, or if not, we probably mentioned it somewhere.
We had it on our TIFF. It was one of the best ones.
This has got to be Zone of Interest category to lose, though.
With all the other noms that got everywhere else, I don't see it losing in this category.
I would be curious to see if anybody knows if a movie has ever lost this category when it's been nominated in other categories, if you know what I'm trying to say.
In 1939, I think it was because they didn't exist yet. I will say, shout out to Netflix on getting Society of the Snow all the way up there. Like, what? Literally the last damn release of the year? And look at that.
And it got in for...
It's a solid movie, too.
It got in for visual effects or something, too, right?
Makeup.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Still not yet, with the Sundance stuff going on.
You got to see it in a good screen, too.
Yeah. Animated feature film, we talked about it briefly.
Solid.
Boy and the Heron, Elemental, the Mona, Robot Dreams, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It's gotta be Spider-Verse. Yeah, Variety for some reason has Barbie listed in there, but I don't think that's an animated movie. Makeup and hairstyling, Golda.
I don't care, bro. You pick.
Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Society of the Snow. You don't think it should be Society of the Snow?
No, I think it should be Poor Things.
Yeah, actually. I think it should be Poor Things. Yeah. I mean, it's very distinctive. I think for the most part, it's got to be Poor Things, Oppenheimer, or Barbie in pretty much all of these technical categories, right? For the most part.
Yes.
Yeah.
How anti-Semitic they get in with the nose jokes in this category? Golda?
Maestro? It probably goes a little bit further if we have somebody like Jon Stewart instead of Jimmy Kimmel, but...
Easily. Well, remember, it doesn't have to be Jimmy Kimmel. It could be a presenter coming in and then doing a bit about it.
Let's make sure we get the most Jewish comedian we can think of to present that category.
How weird that the effect is the same thing for both.
Film edited or production design. We have Barbie. We have Killers of the Flower Moon. We have Napoleon. We have Oppenheimer, and we have Poor Things. A great year for production design and movies.
Yeah.
Really great year. What would you like to see win it?
Oppenheimer. It's the same production designer that was on Nope. I want to say her name is DeLong. I could be mistaken here, but she has been doing just incredible work. She literally works with somebody. They then talked to another director, was like, yeah, she's the best. We're let me check her out. And then she has just moved up the ladder. She has killed it in every movie that she's been in. Just how she worked with cinematographer
Hoytema. Yeah, you're right.
On Nope, they had this crazy line where she was like, she built the set, right? And I'm blanking on which way it goes, but either way that you flip it, him asking her, or her telling him, the idea was that she had built the set and he had his camera, and it was like, is the set built for his camera to go around, or is the set vice versa, however it's supposed to go? And pretty much he built the set so that he could go literally anywhere. So it's a living, breathing set. And he pretty much did the same thing. He's like, you build it however you want, and I'll be able to film it and take care of it. But the fact that they also combined it with a lot of the original places, having shot in New Mexico, having gone to the universities, and then
literally to a T, trying to bring back the office to be just like it. I think it's
first. Film editing, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Which one do you want to see win film editing? Oppenheimer. That movie is.
It can go anywhere here, though. Incredibly. Sure, but I don't know. Out of all the categories, we really don't know.
Yeah.
What the Oscars deem best editing. We have seen the weirdest things win.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
So yeah, I honestly think it might go anywhere. It might even go for Anatomy of a Fall because they were I don't know, tense. I could see it going to Killers.
Do you think that they'll hold the run times of both Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer against in terms of editing? It should have been edited down. I hope not. Oppenheimer specifically, every single edit's good.
I think they will praise the edit because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Oppenheimer. Jennifer Lane is doing incredible work there. Cinematography, we talked about it briefly, but El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I hope he has the biggest scarf that day when Hoytema walks up.
But not Poor Things? You don't like all the fish eyes?
I do.
Robbie Ryan?
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think it was high, sure.
I think those are the two that are
really
are,
okay.
Yeah, leading at least.
I think it might be more towards Killers.
Really?
Prieto.
Prieto, yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't have Barbie in the category, so he's not competing against himself. Against himself?
That would have been a cool.
Visual effects. This is probably one of the categories. I don't know if this is the only category where none of the nominees are in Best Picture.
Yeah.
The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. Which film had the best visual effects in your mind?
Creator. Personally, I through and through think it is the Creator.
Yeah.
With what he did with that movie, I like emotionally, spiritually, just his whole philosophy with how he did the VFX there.
Yeah.
I think it should win.
I
would be ecstatic if Godzilla took it.
Godzilla would be really cool. That'd probably be the one where I go like, oh, hell yeah, brother, the most. But Creator, like as many problems as I have with that film, none of it is with
how none it of looks. It is VFX. In fact, that's it. There's so much on the VFX and not the story that we wanted it to go a little different.
Shout out to Wiley. We got a
hey, shout out Wiley.
Super chat earlier. No Margot Robbie and Greta Lee is stupid. No Olivia Rodrigo for original song. That's another one.
I don't care.
You know who cares are the producers at ABC. Taylor Swift
you're
is
not
celebrating
smash.
Right now. And also no TMNT. Are you're not upset about the TMNT snub?
Not because it's actually cool for TMNT to not get nominated.
All right. So actor in a leading role, Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo in Rustin, Paul Giamatti in Holdovers, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. I mean, it kind of feels like it's been coming down to, is it Giamatti or is it Murphy? Right now, where do you want it to go? Where do you think it will go?
I'll just do it right here. I'm locking in Cillian so that you can lock in Paul.
I'm down for that. Okay. We'll see. Actress in a leading role, Annette Bening.
Hey.
Nyad.
Cillian wins? You have to make me a Manhattan. Your boy wins. I'll get you a shot of Jim Beam.
Perfect. Perfect.
But I'll make sure to get a champagne and beers for you as well with it.
Annette Bening, Nyad for leading actress.
Well, we're going to have to get a giant. I would say tall boy, but what's the faces? What are they called? The big thing.
The 40s of Miller High Life?
Miller High Life, just in case.
I'll put that in my Oscars.
That's got to be the thing. Yeah. Just a pop in case.
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall.
You're just skipping that.
And I said it twice, but then you kept talking about Miller High Life. Carey Mulligan in Maestro and Emma Stone in Poor Things. It's probably Emma or Lily, but it feels like momentum's moving towards Lily.
Sandra, out of nowhere.
Right? They really love the Anatomy of a Fall.
I definitely see them giving it to Lily, but I still stand that Emma Stone is one of the best performances of the year.
Directing, Justine Triet, Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. Who's winning? Who do you want to win?
It's Nolan. Anatomy is scary, bro. It could come out of nowhere and just take a lot of these categories. Look at it this way. It is not the international submission in any way, right? But last year's international submission was demolishing the categories. The Netflix one.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
That took way more than we expected, dude. Mm-hmm. So and I can see Anatomy being that.
The Academy is much more international than it's ever been. So
it's also a better movie than All Quiet on the Western Front, in my opinion.
I agree, too. I kind of think just getting in here is going to be her reward. I think this is...
You think so?
I think so. I think there's three real contenders here. It's Nolan, it's Lanthimos, and maybe,
really?
Okay. And maybe it's Scorsese. It might be Scorsese.
I mean, obviously, I liked his directing in it for sure.
Yeah, the whackness in the live stream says they're worried that Marty may steal Best Director. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to call it stealing if it's Marty.
I want to call it worried.
thanks for Kay in the live stream who mentioned that Oppenheimer ended up with 13 nominations and Poor Things ended up with 11, which sounds like it beat out even Barbie from that
game. What did Barbie get?
Let's find out, because I predicted Oppenheimer would get 13,
you got it.
And Barbie would get 10.
I think the record is still 14, if I'm not mistaken. A couple movies got that. All Body, Titanic, One of the Rings movies. So 15 is still the one to beat. Are they 15 categories?
You can awesome. Do that. Yeah, I mean, where's the original song for Oppenheimer?
True.
Best Picture, the big one. American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Can anybody beat Oppenheimer at this point?
Oppenheimer is such a solid pick.
it's everything I think that the Academy wants. It is a genuine box office hit that made a lot of money. It's a very entertaining movie that a lot of people know about.
We'll have crossed a billion by that time, hopefully.
Yeah. And it's a movie that is about something, and it's has something to say. It's not, you know, it's Christopher Nolan using his powers in a way that he hasn't before. I just kind of feel like all the cards are aligning for Oppenheimer right now.
And like we said, if this is finally that year where they finally give it to him after, you know, not giving it to him for all those years, if this is, what is it called, the honorary one, the legacy award,
mm-hmm.
as they say, damn, is it actually for a good movie. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's at a Boonk one in a bit.
No, but
to not give it to one where he, like, I don't know, did a Lincoln biopic or something that was a little bit more standard. The fact that he made Oppenheimer, the way he made Oppenheimer, wrote it in the first person, like has been mentioned so many times, I am glad that it's for a movie that people don't see it as the I've been calling it the Revenant Award for him. It's
right.
Actually something that's solid and will always be forever awesome to have, which is that Oppenheimer was that Oscar win for him. Yeah. That's really cool.
I love The Departed, but it is very silly in retrospect that that's Martin Scorsese's directing Oscar, given all the movies.
It's not the worst one out of all the ones out there, but it is still pretty bad. Yeah.
Right. And this would be a chance for the Academy to not do that with Christopher Nolan, to actually award him for one of his best, if not his best film. All right, let's look at some of these comments in the live stream. Kelly B says,
Kelly B, the
Defoe snub, don't want to talk about it. Are you upset about Willem Dafoe not getting in there? I mean, it is a tough supporting actor slot.
He's nominated for makeup.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look,
Makeup was pretty good.
Defoe's great in the movie. I prefer Ruffalo, and I like seeing the love get spread around. It's just such a competitive category, you know?
Someone had mentioned Camp Isn't Home. Shout out, Ernie. You were right for that one.
they didn't shortlist it, but they should have. That's the actual best song of the last year. Chris Moravilla says, I'm curious about No Killers for Screenplay. Why is that?
Adapted was just tough.
Adapted was a really tough Barbie category. There,
the thing that did it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if Barbie's not in there, Killers gets in there. But, you know, between the lack of a nomination for screenplay and the lack of a nomination for Leo, I wonder if maybe Killers of the Flower Moon's momentum peaked a little bit early, because there was a moment in October, maybe November, where it kind of felt like it could have been Best Picture.
Yeah.
And now I don't think people are saying it's really a contender for that.
Hey, it's my favorite of the year. So yeah. I have no problem with it taking it. We've been calling it like the 08 year, that Oppenheimer and Killers are a lot like 08.
Yeah. No Country and There Will Be Blood. Yeah.
Thank you. Kind of is. Three-hour, mm-hmm. big, epic movies.
So if
go either way with them.
So if those two, if Oppenheimer and Poor Things are the No Country for Old Men and There'll Be Blood of this year, what's the Michael Clayton of this year?
The movie you will be talking about 20 years from now in a podcast saying is underrated to me. What is the Michael Clayton of this year?
Is it Past Lives? Is it Zone of Interest? Is it Poor Things? I know we just said Poor Things. Is it...
It's Holdovers.
It's Holdovers. Yeah, that's actually the right one. Our Francisco mentioning Greta Lee robbed.
Yeah.
Absolutely robbed.
In that, broad daylight.
And then Annette Bening snatched that from her. That criminal.
Was ridiculous.
Swam
away with it.
Gosling over Melton or Sessa. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, look...
But it's not... Gosling's not the one to point out there.
Who is...
The Academy.
That's the thing. Like, this is a year where there should have been 8 nominees for Best Supporting Actor, if not more.
Way more. Yeah, that's what they need to be fixing over here.
Kin Film says directing was a great category. Yeah, directing, I mean, it's got a pretty interesting slate of nominees. The Wackness 95 says, no love for Flora and Son, and May December breaks my heart. The May December thing does break my heart, but it every year there's that one movie that's like, it's like too good for the Oscars. The critics all love it, and the industry pushes back on it. Maybe they just felt too called out by May December, but...
Wait, no Melton. No more. We haven't even shed a tear for Natalie Portman not getting a nomination.
Yeah, just completely overlooking that part of it.
Todd not getting a nomination.
How is a movie that good only get one?
That is ridiculous.
I don't get it. But, you know, I think one of the things that sometimes helps cement a movie's legacy is when people are like, how did they not nominate that? Like, right? People,
well, that's still, what I'm saying. TMNT.
People still talk about, like, how did Nightcrawler not get...
Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
I see one talking about Tiana Taylor not getting it. I agree. That's one of the ones where you realize they're not really watching everything.
Yeah. Kin Film said, I think Zone of Interest expands a bit in February. Yeah, they have been really, really slow playing Zone of Interest. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people have been frustrated by... Yeah, I mean, look, it got into the categories that it really wanted to.
I'm surprised by that.
Now they can really push it, and maybe we'll end up snatching an Oscar at some point.
Jeremy, thank you, Jeremy, said Barbie got 8.
So yeah, Barbie
couldn't even get double digits. That's so pathetic. And what are the two that are missing?
Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig. That would be the 10 that I'm talking
sorry,
about.
But that is weird to me.
Why
would you not give that to them?
What would you diagnose it as? Is it
like my take on that?
Is it too much of a female movie? Is it too much of a commercial movie?
You will get every nomination, but I don't know what they did. No, they clearly liked it. Yeah. If it got everything else, and the only two that it's missing to hit double digits are the biggest people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That sounds to me like some move of like you'll get all the nominations, but you two won't. Like it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Why would Greta not be the one to get nominated? Why not why is Nyad there over Margot Robbie?
It makes very little sense to me. I mean, like, it'd be one thing if it was like, well, it's all bangers from it, but Nyad is such
that's
a
what
weird
I'm saying. It's like because she's also producer for the best picture now, they're like, oh, then you don't deserve another one. That's weird.
Yeah. I wonder if some people in the Academy do just find it to it's be fishy. Like too commercial or something.
No. If it was one of them missing, I'd be like, okay. But both of them feels weird.
Yeah. Man who likes tossing. realistically, it's looking like an oppie sweep. Man, am I hoping for killers oppie to swoop sweep. In and dominate. I mean, look, maybe Apple's been saving up some resources, is going to throw a bunch of marketing money now that it's got the nominees.
There's plenty of time for it.
We'll see. It feels like Lily Gladstone's ascending, so hopefully. Funny that America Ferrera got in, but not Margot Gerwig. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
That it did sneak in a category that is above the line, but it's not those big ones. Francisco also said America over Penelope Cruz or Julianne Moore is funny.
It's
funny and sad.
Look, it is a great performance. It is a great scene. It is whatever. Even if you thought it was completely positive, you give it a fresh rating. It is not fresher than one of the best actresses was doing this year. And to not even get a nom, bro, that's worse than like Tar not winning. At least she was nominated. Like, at least you'll be able to look back and acknowledge that performance was there.
Yeah.
All three. Imagine a kid looking back, not having seen the movie, going like, I guess it was just written well, but these actors must have sucked. That's ridiculous.
Josh said Nyad LMAO. We agree. Luffy said, what might be the reason for Leo snub? As I think his acting was one of the best and maybe his top three.
I really thought they meant the animation.
Honestly, when I started the comment, I thought so too.
And you were going to be good. Well, as you see here.
I mean, yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio got snubbed by SAG as well.
Yeah.
He's never, you know, his reputation for a while was that he was liked but not loved with the Academy, right? Like, he took so long to finally win that award for The Revenant. But I do wonder if there's just sort of like a, he got his, this isn't his best, you know, kind of thing.
They weren't nominated for other stuff. Plus, it's a packed year.
Yeah. And also, I think people really love Colman Domingo, not like both as an actor and as a person. And it's a chance to give him some love for really caring Rustin. Killers of the Flower Moon, 10, Barbie, 8, Maestro, 7, Holdovers, 5, American Fiction, 5, Son of Interest, 5, Anatomy of a Fall, 5, Napoleon, 3, Nyad, 2, Past Lives, 2. Shout out to Kay for giving us that list, which, of course, also has Oppenheimer with 13, Poor Things with 11. So those are the most nominated movies. Killers of the Flower Moon even beating Barbie. Barbie.
How much kills it?
10. So kind of a bad morning for Barbie, as even if it, as bad of a morning as you can have when you get 8 nominations, including
it's like the
picture.
Clip when she's crying. disrespectful, bro. Disrespectful to not get it.
Francisco said, what about Nyad? Not a lot of people were expecting the movie noms for acting. Is it worth checking out?
No. it's on Netflix, though. Go ahead.
Luffy said, what reaction would Ryan Gosling have if he wins Best Supporting Actor? Is more entertaining. I mean, I think, yeah, who would you be most entertained by from the supporting actors? You want to see Bobby win it? Bobby D?
No, the most, he's not going to give an entertaining speech. He'd actually give the most boring speech.
Yeah.
I just want to see him win it because
he'd rant about Trump and say, fuck you and leave.
Yeah, it's an election year. I actually don't want to hear him talk. It'd be annoying. But Robert Downey Jr. is going to
give
the best speech.
Yeah, he's going to give the best speech.
It'd be incredible to hear him.
Jacob Brooks is sad for all of us.
I feel bad for y'all. Yeah. I do. I feel bad for y'all, and I hope y'all take that thing we just said, and that it is cool to not be nominated,
mm-hmm.
and it makes your movie a little bit more special, because now you're known as, like, the one that's a part of the conversation that should have been, and those are the movies that almost overshadow those years.
Andrew Scott moves into that list of great performances that were
Andrew Scott definitely
nominated by the Academy.
Another person.
Josh said, I'm glad Sterling K. Brown got in. What do you think? I mean, yeah, we've talked about this a little bit, but he's been one of our favorites for a long time. It's good to see him actually get some love.
It's a good role. Solid role.
Golden Age said, no hate towards America, and her acting was fine in the film, but the monologue really carried her that much. I guess so.
You know she wrote it?
Wait, what?
Like, it's not even part of the screenplay?
It's all America?
A majority of his America speech from her TED Talk, which is another reason why I'm like, yeah. Like, cohesively, that is why it feels different. Like, you could be like, oh, it works for me. That's fine. If people think it stands out jarringly, it's because it wasn't written by the same person who wrote it. She just, like, went off and did it. And I understand that people, like, really enjoy it. To me, it's like a I feel so bad, bro. It's like a Garnier Fructis ad. Like, this thing is telling you, it's like a Dove commercial.
Yeah.
And again, in the context of the movie, it's just funny because they're all nodding their heads. They have no idea what they're saying. Yeah.
To me, I think it's the worst part of a movie I liked quite a bit.
I don't think it's bad, but it's the bottom.
It's just the worst part of the great movie.
People take the worst part so seriously. It is the lowest quality that's worse than mine. I don't know. I think it makes it worse for it to get nominated because then at that point you're putting even more pressure on a role.
But you kind of alluded to this. The people who love that scene really love that scene. It really does connect for
But that has nothing
people.
To do with the award and the creative part of the movie. I also really resonate with a lot of movie scenes that should never get awards at all. Those are two different things, you know? Like the craft of that scene, of that performance. Other than that scene, like that should tell you everything. What's that Lily scene? What's that May December scene?
Yeah.
There's several.
Yeah.
This is the only thing they talk about in that movie because ain't nobody talking about when she's driving and doing that commercial in the car.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It's a bizarre nomination for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with no Margot O'Gara.
Yes. For Margot not to get it, but her, you have to admit that's weird. That makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
That's weird.
Yeah. Mr. Flipper Invader 792 says,
welcome back.
To this day, the intercut episode on the film Downhill is the most hilarious thing ever. So much rage. Thanks for that. We saw that at Sundance a couple of years ago.
What's funny is we just complained about Force Majeure remake.
Yeah.
Like every other week, actually. So
I actually don't remember some of the things we said in that video.
No idea.
We do so many of these, they're all just kind of a blur.
I already know I was mad, but yeah.
Yeah. Chris Morville said, no, Tiana Taylor and 1001 is unfortunate, IMO. We agree, especially score. American Fiction got in. How is Gary Gunn not getting nominated? And then
I don't think the American Fiction score is that great. It's a little goofy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how did that get in? They Academy really loved that movie. It got a couple nominations that we were not expecting.
Look, I'm not going to disrespect the composer. But I'm going to disrespect the Academy. Like, y'all really submitted royalty-free sounding music.
All right. Golden Age said, do you think Spider-Verse has any chance at getting a Best Picture? This must have come before. I think that would have been a stretch.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Kay said, got to see Bradley Cooper go up and say whatever crazy speech he has. That is funny. Like,
the devil comes at you.
spontaneously combust if
at
he
your lowest
wins
point.
An Oscar.
He did it for love.
Oh, man. All right. So any other things that we should talk about before we wrap this up? I mean, we
take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, we got to be up in, what is it?
Now?
45 minutes or less to go see.
We got to be up or we got to be out.
We got to be out in an hour. No. Less than that. Shit. We got to be out real soon.
I am fully aware. So let us know your thoughts on the Oscars down below. What was your biggest surprise? What was your biggest snub? What should have won? How can they possibly remove Jimmy Kimmel without there being a legal issue before the festivities in March? I would gladly want to know all of those down below. Maybe presenters. If you can't get rid of Jimmy Kimmel, can you make it so that you have an abundance of presenters who could at least liven it up?
Right. Like, because, you know, the Golden, the Golden Globes? Or no, the Emmys, actually, I thought did a really good job of, like, even though Anthony Anderson isn't, like, the best talk show or award show host out there, they had a lot of really interesting presenters. Yeah.
So let us know your thoughts for that down below, your picks. And also for our Intercutie Awards, the big thing that we're going to be pushing for our Intercut massive award ceremony that we will host ourselves, where we go through all of our picks, categories that aren't even a part of the Oscars. We're putting a Google document
documentary. Google, I'm so tired, bro. A Google document down below so that you can go through all of the picks. You could even write in one of your picks, and then we're going to have some of you Intercutie submit the footage where you're going to be our presenters. Yeah. You're going to be the ones reading out what the Intercutie Award is for 2023.
We'll drop a really quick video announcing when that form goes live, probably tomorrow or the next day, but be on the lookout for that, because if you don't like the Oscar nominations, here's your chance to actually vote for the movies that you care about and that we care about as Intercuties here. But yeah, I mean, interesting Oscar nomination warning. I think a lot of
not a bad one.
A lot of Oscar prognosticators were saying this was going to be boring, that everybody had already decided what the categories were, and there were a few interesting surprises in there. Some good, some bad. But as we talked about at the top, this has been a great year for movies, and I think it makes it that much more exciting, that much easier to get invested in the Oscars given the quality of the nominees. So. Mm-hmm. Might be making for an interesting Oscar ceremony in March when we're in South by Southwest.
So we'll be back together reacting to that very, very soon.
All right. So that's about all for our Oscars recap. Thank you to all of us who are joining us and commenting in the live stream.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
For being up and crazy like us.
Yeah. Keep it tuned to the channel, because we got a bunch of reviews out of the Sundance Film Festival coming. You might find out about what documentaries nominated a year from now.
And movies, Past Lives. Yeah. Past Lives. We came out of Past Lives last year, now it is an Academy Award nominee for Best Picture.
Last year we watched and we're like, this is better than half the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. And what are you
look at that
now? Yeah,
it's almost like we should start a podcast.
Yeah, we should start there a podcast together. But yeah, you can catch more from me at Zshevich across social media, or at Multiplex Show on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is. Art,
you can find me sleeping. I'm just tired.
Yeah, can we get? I really might try and catch a little bit of sleep. Like,
mathematically, it is not possible.
But let's go. We'll go watch Will and Harper, the Will Ferrell documentary, and
sleep just there. Until next time, thanks for watching.